The language of Danville Senator Judy Meyer's bill is straightforward. No person, firm, or corporation shall use the symbol or trademark of a public institution of higher education as designated by that institution without the prior consent of that institution. A conviction for unlawful use could carry a 30-day jail term for a first misdemeanor. A second conviction could mean up to a year in jail. But the straightforward language of the bill is creating controversy. State's attorneys say they don't understand what using a symbol or trademark means. Under the bill proposed by Myers and Urbana Senator Stan Weaver, printing a trademarked image of a school's mascot in a newspaper or the creative use of a trademarked image by students could conceivably be subject to prosecution. Bill Murphy is a spokesperson at the University of Illinois.
Yes, one can easily visualize circumstances in which students at our own place or students at a school we were playing in a ball game might choose to appropriate the chief, or where our students would choose to appropriate one of the symbols of one of the other state universities. This year we played most of the state universities in basketball. And heaven knows we could appropriate the Redbird from Illinois State, and that is our students could, and could caricature them in some sort of way, and would they be liable to penalties? I don't know.
Nor does Champaign County State's Attorney John Pyland. He believes the bill, in its current form, is, in his words, very questionable.
First of all, if you're going to prosecute someone for something, there ought to be some objective, some goal that you have in mind in terms of prosecuting a case, and it's difficult by simply reading this legislation to see why the criminal code ought to be used to address what I suppose is a civil case of use of a trademark.
But Senator Myers thinks the bill's language is very clear. She says the bill respects First Amendment rights while giving state colleges and universities new power to police trademark abusers without having to go through drawn-out civil court proceedings.
To me, it gives the university the final say in anything, because if the university doesn't object, then it's not a problem. It gives the university the ability to object and say, no, this isn't a proper use. And I think that under trademark law, they probably have that right now, except that it was being ignored, and we wanted to put something specific into the law that says, just don't do it. Let's be above board in our advertising as a candidate, and let's just not do that.
Meyer's bill was prompted by a Supreme Court candidate using the University of Illinois' Chief Alumni Wick in campaign advertising. The university told the candidate, a sitting appellate court justice, to stop, and he did, under threat of a trademark infringement case. Bill Murphy says the U of I is neutral on Meyer's bill, but he adds civil law already has plenty of teeth.
The thing is that we don't think we need the help. We have protection under the federal trademark laws, and we have trademarked the major symbols for the campus, the block eye, the chief, the column eye, the basketball and football logos. So we feel we got protection under the trademark laws, and we don't really feel this is necessary. It's certainly not necessary to criminalize it.
And Pyland says he would not look forward to trying to prosecute abusers under the law.
I just don't know that we need to have the trademark infringement division of the state's attorney's office handle those kinds of issues. Certainly, it's not the highest public interest goal on our agenda.
Late last week, Myers and Weaver's bill passed out of the executive committee and to the floor of the Senate, where it has support in high places. Senate President Pate Phillips says misdemeanor penalties for trademark infringement may not be tough enough. In his words, I think we ought to make it a felony. This is Dave Dickey, AM 580 News.